Welcome to another episode of the Einstein Retirement Daily, where we review, curate financial, economic, market-based news, things that we think that those of you who are getting close to or are already in retirement should be paying attention to, and things that you should have on your radar. As always, if you hear something in today's podcast that causes you to want to take some action or make changes in your specific circumstance, please confer with the appropriate tax, legal, or investment professional prior to making any changes. Okay, today's topic, I'm going to cover what is the single most common estate planning mistake that I see folks making. And I see a lot of folks, I talk to a lot of people, and this one really surprises me just how often this mistake is made, because the main reason that folks do estate planning is not because they have lots of money necessarily, although that's certainly a reason, but it isn't necessarily that sort of emphasizes the need for estate planning. The biggest reason for estate planning is to avoid probate court. Two common ways to avoid probate court, or reasons why you would want to avoid probate court. Number one, you've been incapacitated for some reason and you're executor of your estate, your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, relatives, whoever is going to be the one stepping in to assist you should something like that occur, you want them to be able to do that without having to petition the probate court. The second reason that you would want to avoid probate court would be if you passed. If you have passed away, if you're deceased, and the heirs of your estate are going to start receiving funds. In that case, also, generally, you want to avoid probate court. So it is the death avoidance of probate court that most people are attending to. The only way to ensure that your estate avoids probate court is to have all of your beneficiary designations set up correctly on things like IRA, 401k, Roth IRA types of accounts, TOD designations on all of your TOD standing for transfer on death, on all of your various brokerage accounts and other types of assets, savings accounts, checking accounts, that sort of thing. And then the last thing that you would want to have is a trust. Okay, a trust, when you put assets in the name of a trust, typically a revocable living trust that would convert upon your death to an irrevocable trust, that will allow assets to transfer to your beneficiaries without dealing with probate court. Probate court needs to be avoided for a few reasons. One, it's fairly expensive. And two, this is the bigger one, the first thing that the probate court does is they take an accounting of all of your assets. So people who care about that are your creditors, people who've loaned you money, or predators, people who would like to steal your money. So these are the only people who care about what's in the probate court public record. But that is the first thing that happens. So you want to avoid probate court. So what people will do as a shortcut to creating a trust, because creating a trust is an involved process compared to other estate planning documents like a will or a power of attorney or something like that. It tends to be more expensive to get a trust document written. And so often folks will take a shortcut, and the shortcut that they'll take is called a testamentary trust. And a testamentary is a trust that doesn't exist until you pass away, and it's a provision that's actually part of your will. If you use a testamentary trust, which is again a trust that gets created as directed by your will, that guarantees that you will go to probate court, or rather your heirs will go to probate court, because in order to get that trust opened, they have to go petition the probate court to get the trust open. So it's totally undone the very purpose for why you would want to have a trust, and that is to avoid probate court. This is the most common mistake I see folks making is they'll say, yep, I have my estate planning done. And I'll dig into, well, tell me a little bit more about what you did. Well, I have a will, okay, and it's a pour over will. Okay, so you have a trust? No, we have a testamentary trust, okay? Testamentary trust does not avoid probate court, okay? So if you have a testamentary trust as a part of your will, I'm sorry to say it's a mistake. You don't want to have it set up like that. I'd say 95 or better percent of the time. And really, the truth of the matter is the trust is not as much for once you pass, because once you've passed, once you're deceased, you know, your heirs have to deal with it, right? So, okay, they have to deal with it, fine. It's when you've experienced some kind of medical incapacity, okay, and then your heirs have to step in to help you. If for some reason, in order to pay for your care or to ensure that you're receiving the services that you should be, if they need to petition the probate court, there again, immediately what happens is the probate court does an accounting of all of your assets. If you're still living and you're an older age, unfortunately, elder abuse and elder fraud is on the rise. And so you want to try and protect yourself from the potential of elder fraud as much as possible. My granddaddy was a very, we'll call him a street smart kind of a guy. Okay, he was not a dumb guy at all. And he was the type of guy that would get a scam artist on the phone and keep him going for half an hour just for fun. But the problem was, is as he aged, when he got up into his late 80s, he actually got taken advantage of. And it was just, unfortunately, the mental decline. And he even said, in hindsight, he just couldn't believe that he actually did the things that the scam artist asked him to do. But you just need to understand that if your estate ends up in probate court, either because of incapacity or death, it makes you a target. And so you do want to try to avoid that. The testamentary trust is not going to do that for you. And so typically you're going to be better off going ahead, paying the extra dollars to get a revocable living trust in place for you. And then the next is properly fund it. Take the time to properly fund it. Okay. Now, I know many of you were expecting me to say that lack of funding the trust is the biggest mistake. And that's a big issue, too. But actually, just not having the proper documents and expecting your estate planning to be set up in a way that really it's not, I would say that, unfortunately, is a big issue at this time. Okay. I hope you found this video to be helpful. If you haven't enjoyed any of our live stream workshops, any of our hour-long presentations, we'd love to have you attend. Simply visit us on our Facebook page, follow us there, Einstein Retirement Workshops or Einstein Social Security Workshops, and then also on our YouTube channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we look forward to interacting with you in the future. Take care.